out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, Election Day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Voting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. Polls are still open. If you're listening to us live and haven't voted, go vote. We're on iTunes and shit.
But leave your browser window open, please.
However, whenever, wherever you are, or maybe you've downloaded us, I mean, as a podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com, in whatever capacity, manner, etc., you are receiving us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. I would say Election Day coverage, but I had to turn it off. There's just nothing. They got nothing until tonight. When the polls close, we can do all the circle jerking we want. We don't know what's going to happen. And that's all they're doing on TV is they interview some Trump handsee who waddles out and is like, I voted for Trump. I support me to Trump. Fortunately, it seems hopeful because there seem to be a lot of young people and there seem to be a lot of people they're interviewing that were Republicans and aren't now because they're horrified by Trump. So I think it's a good sign. I think I'm hopeful. Anyway, strap in, everybody. We got 2 hours to kill, so we're going to circle jerk about the election ourselves for a couple of hours. Join us. Probably a different metaphor I should use. On social media and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I was going to ask you how it's looking, but you don't know. You haven't really checked, and I just haven't been watching either.
Well, nobody knows.
Nobody knows anything.
It's, because they ain't counting them yet.
Listening to MSNBC, it's like when they cover one of those horrible plane crashes or something.
Right, right.
It's the just, same shit.
It's breathless nothing.
Right.
Breathless nothingness. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. They're voting. Look, there's somebody voting.
The worst was when that plane disappeared in Malaysia somewhere in the ocean. God damn.
Went to a black hole.
The coverage for that was insane because it was just cameras pointed at water and people talking about where the fuck did this plane go? And that's it.
Yeah. Don Lemon had to go sci-fi.
Oh, yes. Actually, he didn't. He said, someone said it disappeared into a wormhole. I thought he said that he thought the plane had disappeared into a wormhole. He didn't say that. He was quoting some other.
Well, yeah, he was quoting an idiot, though. Yeah, I mean,
Oh, of course. And he was saying it was stupid as well. And then I spent the next year saying Don Lemon's a wacko because he thought a plane disappeared into a vortex.
Join us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, on the Facebook Crab Diving, our Instagrams Crab Diving.
Yay.
Our Tumblr, a couple of them, Crab Diving, Crab Yay. Diving Network. We're all over the fucking place. Is this a? We got a DM on Twitter.
What? A I DM just, on Twitter?
I got an email that we got a DM on Twitter. We get some interesting
Log
DMs
into my
on Twitter.
Webcam, please.
The last DM we got was very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Join us on our Twitter and everything. And,
right.
And we try to answer as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Not always a possibility because this might have happened. This direct message may have happened.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
How the fuck are we supposed to know? You know what I mean?
If you want to help us out financially so we don't have to do our day jobs and we can be on our Twitter all day. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and yes. whatever you buy, go every time you go, and whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out at Cussing Liberal Media here.
That's right.
Golly gee, I wonder what the headlines are. Let's read the oh my god, it's election day headlines.
Right, right.
Sarah Palin.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November the 6th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Twia, twia,
are those pigs?
I would not, could not with a goat.
Is that a pig?
That one is. Although sure. I love pigs, it's not.
You know, I did peek at that race, and it looks like Beto's ahead. Right?
We shall see. Well, yeah. I don't know. I you know, it's Texas. I'm a little wary. Get out and vote, everybody. If you're thinking of, fuck it, maybe it doesn't matter.
Unless you're going to vote for Ted Cruz, don't then please stay the fuck home. Sit on your hands.
But don't be that
piece of shit.
If Beto loses by one vote, don't be that person.
Yes.
Anywhere.
Right.
Actually, close races in a lot of places. I think, I don't know, maybe I'm full of it, but I think the race here in Florida may not be there. I just heard people on MSNBC saying it's going to be a lot closer than we think. It's all going to be a lot closer than we think. I don't know. I don't know. I'm hopeful.
Is Matt Gaetz going to lose?
Well, that's impossible. But I'm seeing a lot of. It's our representative here in Pensacola in the first district of Florida.
He's garbage, right?
Sure, and he has a. Well, he's
horrible
trying
person.
To share whole space with
Ooh,
the tongue
yes.
of Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes and running around the orange pucker.
Let me in there. I want to penetrate.
And they, but I don't know. I just, I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid, but it just seems that the demographics of the people going out.
Right.
Even on MSNBC, that what's his
liberal
name? Jacob Soboroff dude was out in somewhere in California.
Yes.
And he had gone there like a month or two ago, maybe a month ago. And they had promos. They ran it all the time. But he walked up to a college and just a bunch of college kids sitting around outside on the campus. And he's like, how many of you are voting? And nobody raised their hand. Nobody raised their hand. And he was like,
God.
He was like, no one? Seriously, no one? And then he kept walking around. He finally found one. It was like, yeah, I'm going to vote. But now he's back today, and he's at the polling place for that college, and there are lines of young people like, around the block. So he feels better, and
colleges
we all feel better.
Could save us, right? Because you know, in certain states, what?
Women.
Oh, that's right.
Women are going to save us this time, I think.
Right.
Because if you look at the polls, the generic poll, do you want Democrats to run Congress or do you want the Nazis?
Come on. it depends. Are you a Nazi?
If you've got outside fun parts, the men are, last I saw it, was 1 point up for Republicans. If you have inside fun parts, it's like 10 or 12 points for Democrats. It's like a ridiculous gender gap.
Well, to me, it's ridiculous that there's one. If you have inside fun parts, why in the fuck would you want to vote for
you identify as having inside fun parts
or whatever? What do you want to vote? Any human being? Why the fuck do you want to vote for a Republican? Don't you have black friends? Don't you have gay friends?
There's
don't you have trans friends?
A lot of them out there.
I mean, you know, God.
They did. They finally found one young guy on MSNBC, and he was frighteningly articulate.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, this is great. I'm excited. It's my first time voting. And he's like 18, 19 or something like that. And he's like, my first time voting. And I was driving around my neighborhood and I see all these signs for DeSantis and all these signs for Gillum. And it's just awesome that everybody's participating in our wonderful democracy. And then he continued and said, you know, I'm a little unusual in that I support all of President Trump's policies.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, I was like, oh,
don't vote.
Fucking A.
Honestly, we don't need Republicans to vote.
He already voted.
Oh, vomit. Jesus, the racist. He's going to vote for DeSantis.
A lot of them are out there.
Oh, God.
That's we don't want to monkey up this no, state, right?
And oh, yes.
With any cotton picking Democrats.
I mean, God damn. It's insane that that party has a hold on any part of our fucking society. They're so heinous.
Yeah. Also on MSNBC, they interviewed a really, really old woman who was emotional. She was crying over Beto.
Yeah.
And how aspirational he is and how, you know, that's the message that she wants. And she,
right.
she said, the main reason she came out is because she hates Trump.
You know, right. And to me, Beto, when he gave that speech about the take a knee thing,
mm-hmm.
remember that?
Yeah.
That's enough. I heard that and I'm like, I don't need to hear any more from Beto.
But he does it. And, you know, they were talking about Gillum, too, is that, you know, what do these guys all have in common with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's
Cortez
good.
Ocasio? I think that's her name.
Right.
I'm trying to
I would
fire
say,
up my brain to
what
remember.
What do they have in common? I would guess empathy.
Well, and they're all... They all have positive messages.
Right.
It's not, let's kill the Republicans. We hate them.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we need to all work together and we can get shit done. We need health care. We need, you know, it's actual,
right.
It's actual things other than, oh, my God, brown people are coming.
Do people call this democratic socialism? I thought I heard that. I could be wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ocasio-Cortez outwardly identifies as a democratic socialist.
Right.
I don't know how many others there are, to be honest. I don't think a lot of them.
Surely Gillum can't say that.
But their policies,
right.
I mean, you know, Beto's out there saying free health care for everybody, Medicare for all, single payer.
Yes.
And raise the minimum wage. And Gillum today was talking about, you know, I'm going to be the governor for everybody. I don't want.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of what's been happening. The Republicans want to be the government for white people.
And fetuses. And white fetuses.
Until they're born.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
White fetus.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know what? I hope Stacey Abrams wins because, you know, I went to college in North Georgia in this little town called Gainesville. And within that town, it's the like capital for the Klan in Georgia. That's where they all are. And the guy that when I was in college, the guy that ran the Klan in front of his house, there was a manger scene and there was a baby Jesus surrounded by a bunch of Klan's people. I don't know. What the fuck.
It was Klan Christmas.
Mean? Yeah. It was always Klan Christmas. And when you walk by,
because Lord knows there were a lot of white supremacists in Bethlehem
in
zero in the year zero.
I never understood that, but they for that city, I want Stacey Abrams to win, and I want to go back there, and I wish I could go back there and watch the looks on those racists, their faces when she's announced as having won. And I hope she wins.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping. Well, the Republicans, you know, they're already claiming we had Skeksis Barbie.
Oh God!
On
vile
Kellyanne Conway a few days ago was already setting up their what they're going to do.
Yes.
By saying, well, you know, the main thing is the Senate, because no president, only three presidents in this century or in 100 years have added seats in the Senate. So, you know, that's going to be their bellwether. They're going to be like, oh, the House, you know, whatever.
Like...
But the Senate, that's the important one. And we gained two seats. That's historic.
And imagine if he gets the Senate and the House, he'll be crowing. All of a sudden, the House will be really important.
It'll
you know?
Be a bad show tomorrow if they take the House and the Senate.
Will it be as bad as the day after the election?
No,
that was rough.
No, because I'm anticipating that. This one. I know there's 60 million fucking assholes in this
right,
country.
Right. That first one sucked. That was crazy.
The let's see what the headline is over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey,
I think it's just like live coverage of what's going on.
Oh, really?
Yep, Judgment Day, it says, with a picture of Donnie J.
What's he doing today? Jacking off to Fox?
Nothing. The president has cleared his schedule and will be monitoring the elections, the election results.
The president has cleared his schedule and will be watching television.
More than usual.
I was just thinking about, imagine you're elected president and you spend a significant amount of that little bit of time you have in the White House in your whole lifespan watching fucking television. What a fucking loser. Yeah. What a fucking loser. Well, that is crazy.
And it's not like you're, you know, watching the History Channel to learn.
No.
Or Discovery to learn new science shit. He's got Fox and Fiends on.
His friend Hannity's on.
That he jerks off to, and then he hate watches. Ooh, yes. Joe and Mika.
Oh, yeah. Does he watch that every day?
I think it's on his, I don't know if he watches the whole thing, but yes. I'm sure he watches all of Hannity. Right. I'm sure he watches Fox and Friends.
You know,
good morning, Mr. President.
Speaking of Joe, you know, Joe Scarborough worked in this area as a lawyer before.
He was the representative for this district. Yeah. Well, he was the Matt Gaetz of whenever Joe Scarborough was in Congress.
I would trade Joe Scarborough for Matt Gaetz, even though Joe Scarborough is a fucking conservative.
I would trade most for Matt Gaetz. He's one of the lower life forms in the Republican Party right now.
Here's how you find somebody better than Matt Gaetz. Who has less than 8 DUIs? Please raise your hand.
But
I'm sorry. Just one thing. I met someone and I will not name them. Who Joe Scarborough did their divorce.
Oh, there you go. A brush with greatness. Their first divorce, their second, third. It's Florida.
You know, I didn't get into it.
Oh. Well, look at this. The HuffPo and Drudge Report are holding hands across cyberspace.
Cyber.
The exact same headline. Judgment Day, it says, at the Drudge Report.
Did someone steal from the other, or is this parallel thinking?
What a strange picture of the president. Look at, can you, I'm sorry to make get up, but I don't think this is good for Don. It's a picture of the president, but like his face is really, really dark in shadow, and his whatever you call that, you know, I don't know, dead Afghan hound laying on his head.
That's his hair.
Is strangely, isn't that a weird picture?
It is.
Like, it's not flattering.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, but, you know.
But it's Drudge. Why are they putting this weird, creepy kind of, it's like a sinister picture of Trump. Like, his face is dark and shadowed and.
He's doing weird. He's not doing dog face. He's doing lips.
I'm going to suck Putin face.
Ooh, yes.
I'm opening up for you, Vlad face.
I'm dilated. And, you know, I thought the picture was going to be worse because my favorite Trump picture is the one where he's climbing the hill on the golf course and there's a big orange stain on his ass.
Which is Photoshopped.
No, it's not.
100%.
Oh, God damn it.
Of course he didn't shit his pants.
I love that picture. Well, it could be,
God's sake. But my point is, it's weird on Drudge. Like,
it looks
why,
like shit.
Why is there a sinister picture of Trump on Drudge? I don't. It's almost like Drudge isn't a fan right now.
Don't you guys have Instagram? You know, you go in there, you can fuck with the picture and change the lighting and all that shit. You don't. You know.
So there you go. Those are, you know, the headlines. It's Judgment Day, y'all.
Yay!
Get out and vote.
But if you go to HuffPo and click on all that election coverage, I did that. It's nothing but zeros. There's nothing to fucking look at yet.
Right.
But it goes into a machine. Why does it take so fucking long? It's counting.
Because they don't report them till the end of the day because they don't want people to know. You don't want to discourage people from voting later by saying, hey, or telling Republicans, hey, you need a few more extra hundred here.
Right. That's true.
They don't even like reporting from East Coast to West Coast on presidential, right? They wait until California and the West Coast is done before Hawaii, fuck you.
Yeah.
But they're in Alaska.
Right.
But they wait for California. Usually to report and then they'll start reporting the national numbers because it's not fair to the Californians.
Right.
to have a jump on
That's
where
true.
It might be going.
But, you know, we at least know that Kanye has come out against Schindler. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was last week, a couple of weeks ago, he said he's...
Was that a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said he's done with politics. He was being used.
Damn it. I put that out today. I
think you put it out a couple of weeks ago, too, when it happened.
November 5th.
I mean, there may be something today about it, but unless he made a new announcement.
Well, he donated $126,000 to the Chicago candidate for mayor.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind. Well, who gives a shit about Kanye?
It's still true.
Yeah.
Just not today. Let's see what else is going on. Did you see that? Lumpy.
Ooh.
As he's known on the internet.
Who's this?
To those that don't like him. Sean Hannity.
Lumpy?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
I've never heard that. That's good. I like necklace. I like ham-faced necklace dick bag.
Yesterday, I mean, he literally tweeted out, I will not be campaigning for Trump. I will be there covering the rally. And both him and that wart hag.
Rush?
Hag. Janine Pirro.
Oh, I saw Rush was out stumping too.
Both of those assholes got up on stage and were like, the president. Hannity said the media is all fake news.
Wait a second. Well, they're not the media. They're the government. Fox News. I mean, the difference between Fox and our government is what?
Nothing. It's where Trump gets his marching orders from.
I'm worried that we need to send someone in. Maybe we need to send a team in to rescue Shep Smith. I'm worried about him. Has anyone heard from him lately? Is he okay?
He's probably running their coverage today. They'll probably the Republicans are going to be really upset about that.
What are they going to do when Shep starts reading out, you know, results and he smiles?
Because they let the
when somebody blue wins,
they let the regular news guys do the coverage. It's not like.
Do you think Shep is a Republican?
No.
I mean,
I'd be amazed.
Oh, you know, I would be too.
So, yeah, Hannity got up and ended up waving his arms for Trump. And
yes,
there are now like a bunch. Well, Fox came out with a statement.
Yes.
That said they're not happy.
Oh, okay.
They said that I'm trying to find the exact statement, something like it's a bad look and it's been dealt with.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
They're mad that happened.
Well, yeah, it's there. I mean, they're a news channel.
Yeah.
Even though Shawnee and Janine aren't regular news people.
Right. But. You know, it's a tough line to walk. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because at Fox News, how does Hannity know he can't go out there? I mean, you do just about anything else. That's my point. I was just joking.
But Hannity, I don't know if there's been anything from him. You know what I did?
Did he get fired?
I logged out on my crab diving Twitter and logged in as me. And then now I have forgotten the crab diving
Twitter
password.
What do you need? I'm up on.
I'm just looking for the Hannity story, but I'm going to find it. I'll find it through at Vile Experience.
No shit. Follow at Vile Experience.
Blow the dust off of it.
Twitter.
I hardly ever go.
I hate tweeting too. It sucks.
I like tweeting, but I'm usually tweeting on crab diving.
Yeah, I tweet
all
on
day.
Crab diving. I rarely tweet on mine, except if I'm doing a show or if I'm on webcam live.
So the Fox response to Hannity,
yes,
was I'm finding that you know what sucks? That Facebook's search function really
it
sucks.
Blows.
Donkey dick Twitter is so much better. When breaking news, I go right to Twitter.
Right. Well, I mean, so does our president.
It's just more immediate. LA Times, I'm reading from here. Fox issued a rebuke. We rebuke thee.
No, shit.
of on-air hosts Sean Hannity and Jeanine Pirro for appearing on stage Monday night at Trump's Missouri Nuremberg rally in support,
mirrors, right?
In support of Republican candidates.
Yes.
The statement said, Fox News does not condone any talent. Well, let's have Ducey read it. Fox News does not condone any talent participation in campaign events. We have an extraordinary team of journalists helming our coverage tonight, and we're extremely proud of their work. This was an unfortunate distraction and has been addressed.
Jeez. Hey, what are you wearing, Ducey, by the way? Who made your outfit?
I'm wearing my lucky election day underwear.
Oh, wow. It looks great.
It was given to me by a Mormon.
Oh, perfect.
Ainsley, do you want to see it? The network did not reveal whether Hannity or Pirro faced any disciplinary action for taking the stage.
Oh, yes. Get out the riding crop and the butt plug.
Hannity, you know this would happen because the first thing Hannity said when Trump announced him was, I didn't know you were, he was so coquettish, like he won an Oscar. He didn't realize he was going to win. Me? You mean me? You want me to come up and speak, Mr. President?
I saw that.
And he was like, oh, I didn't know you were going to call me up here, but...
Hey, Hannity, you're not exactly Meryl fucking Streep, okay?
So, of course, he issued a statement saying claiming he didn't know that Trump would call him on stage.
How does that make it okay, though?
What I said in my tweet yesterday was 100% truthful. When the POTUS invited me on stage to give a few remarks last night, I was surprised, yet honored by the president's request. This was not planned.
Oh, God. Apologize for that Hannity stiffy. That's disgusting.
But he should know.
Yeah, he should know. That's
he
bullshit.
Should know better. He should have said, no, Mr. President, I'm sorry. My job will be pissed.
I mean, I really don't believe any of it. I think he knew he was going to do it. I think Fox probably doesn't really care, but they feel like they have to say this. I mean, if for some reason Hannity and Trump showing up together, jacking each other off on the same stage, sways the election in the way they want, then I can't imagine Fox actually gives a shit.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't mean to be cynical about being honest, but damn.
I don't
damn.
Think that's swaying any votes. If they're Hannity fans or Don Trump fans, there's no swaying that vote. It's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's true.
How
could you be undecided? Ooh, am I not a Nazi or am I a Nazi?
Hannity's status as a commentator allows him to give voluble support to Trump every night on his program, but his appearance at a campaign event makes him part of the story and reinforced Fox News Channel's image among critics as a media tool of the White House. Now, I think it's the other way around. I think the orange shit statue is the tool of Fox News.
Is Trump made of shit? Is that true?
Yeah, it's probably got all those fucking Happy Meals he eats.
Right.
You know, he's like John Wayne with
80
pounds of fetid meat in those bowels.
He defecates out of his armpits.
Fox News has attempted in the past to rein in Hannity's political activities outside the program.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was told he couldn't appear at a 2010 Tea Party fundraising event in Cincinnati.
Didn't he say some bad shit about who's that guy that was killed? He had to be disciplined by Fox Hannity for saying
Seth Rich.
Yeah.
He jumped on the Hillary had Seth Rich killed bullshit.
Okay.
Fox News management also had Hannity refrain from appearing in promotional campaign videos for Trump in 2016 after he showed up in one.
God, so after all that shit you're reading, we're supposed to believe that he didn't know and this was just a happy fucking accident. He ended up on that fucking stage.
Apparently, his bosses were also a little pissy that he never revealed to them that one of his lawyers is Michael Cohen.
Oh, I remember that.
He's client number three. Three of three.
Right. But he played it down. He said, listen, it's not that big of a deal. Oh, don't worry about it. You know?
He is the most watched personality on Fox News with a program that draws more than 3 million viewers every night.
Oh, God. That's 3 million people that are garbage, right? I mean, they must be. Because who could watch Hannity, ironically? It's too sickening.
I can't watch Hannity, ironically. Or Tucker Carlson. I think, God, that's a rough one. Tucker Carlson, for some reason, is more nails on a chalkboard for me than than Hannity.
Tucker
Carlson, I don't think is stupid. Hannity is a fucking moron.
Tucker Carlson seems like he's on the High Castle. He seems like somebody off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But Hannity is just he's just dumb.
He's a dickhead.
Fox News did not provide a comment from Pirro, who has a high-rated Saturday program called Justice with Judge Jeanine.
Oh,
they
God.
Should have a air quotes around Judge.
If you watch that, go in your garage, close the door, and spend some time with the engine on.
They roasted the fuck out of her with that cold open on Saturday Night Live last weekend, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was Kate. What's her name?
Winslet.
Kate.
I don't know. On Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The really good actress who plays all the different. I'll think of her name in a minute. But she was playing Fourth Reich Barbie.
Right.
And Laura Ingraham. And then I don't know who was playing Jeanine Pirro, but she was awesome.
Why is it Fourth Reich Barbie? What does that mean?
Fourth Reich.
Oh, Fourth Reich.
Fourth Reich Barbie.
I thought you were saying Fourth Reich Barbie. Mm-hmm. Okay. That Reich. Fourth Reich. Oh, yes. I get that. Fucking not just a Nazi salute. She's the worst. She's worse than Tucker, I guess. God.
Hannity also had to clarify his onstage statement at the Missouri rally, in which he described the journalists in the hall as fake news. Some of the reporters he pointed to in the herd were from his own network.
How lovely, Hannity.
I was not referring to my journalist colleagues at Fox News in those remarks, he said. They do amazing work day in, day out, in a fair and balanced way, and it's an honor to work with such great professionals. Except Shep Smith, who's a big F-word.
Hey, how does Hannity put himself in the league with, like, journalists? I mean, what's his resume?
Well, he doesn't, but he does, which is funny, because when he's been called out about giving fake news,
yes,
he's tweeted out, I'm not a journalist, asshole. No. I'm an opinion guy. And then there's other times where he's like, he expects everyone to believe all the bullshit he puts out because I'm a journalist.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have a fan base that will believe anything you shit out upon them. They'll gobble it up.
All over the Twitter, I voted, #election night, #Yay. Midterm 2018, #voting matters are all trending 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's right, baby.
Just see now.
I saw a story where a poor Trump voter showed up with the shirt on and they made him take it off and he had to vote
shirtless. No electioneering, yeah.
He had to vote shirtless.
You can't wear it. It's unfair. It's my First Amendment. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, if you showed up with a Gillum one,
yeah,
you wouldn't be able to wear it either.
That's right.
Whiny little white bitch.
Yes.
Well, let me. Was he white? I'm I'm making an assumption. I apologize.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, he's white, man. He's white, Pat.
So, yeah, Republicans behaving badly in general. Yay. I've got a couple of stories. We've got this just has to be a coincidence, of course.
Okay.
There's nothing untoward here.
Ooh.
But we know what cuddly little huggy bears the Border Patrol are.
Oh, yes.
They're wonderful people.
Absolutely.
Although, wasn't the Border Patrol...
I think
it was the first time they ever endorsed a presidential candidate was
Trump?
In 2016. Yeah,
it might, you know, I could be wrong, but it might be ICE, because ICE was supposed to be like this forgotten, put upon little, I don't know what is ICE? Is it police or
immigration?
Yeah.
Something in enforcement.
Trump, when he was campaigning, Control. Made a point to really suck their dicks. And so it might be ICE, but I don't know.
It might have been one or the other or both that
they endorsed Trump, huh?
The National Border Patrol Council endorsed Trump 2 years ago. The first time they ever endorsed a candidate representing 17,000 Border Patrol agents. So, but now I saw that in this new one,
yes,
that this is from Politico a few days ago. The Trump White House And administration officials are furious now.
Yes.
That the union representing a key Trump constituency, Border Patrol agents, endorsed three Senate Democrats.
Damn. Wait, listen. I was just thinking, if you work on the Border Patrol, well, of course you're gonna endorse Democrats. Trump wants to build a wall. So if we have this fucking wall,
put you out of a job, yeah.
What the fuck are we gonna do with you? We got a wall, dickhead. We don't need you anymore.
Well, you just patrol between the Starbucks that are on top of the wall.
Oh, they're gonna make little malls out
sure.
of them?
with viewing areas where you can watch the Mexicans try to crawl up the wall.
Right.
In allowing the union to endorse Claire McCaskill.
Okay.
These are all purple state Democrats, by the right. way. It's not, you know, it ain't Beto.
Yes.
In allowing the union to endorse McCaskill from Missouri, Tester from Montana, and Heidi Heidkamp from North Dakota.
Right.
The Trump administration said they think it's self-serving rather than putting the Border Patrol first. The leader of the Border Patrol.
So they've never endorsed, like, Senate candidates, right? This is the first time they're doing that?
Oh, I don't have that info. Oh, okay. But I guess they're pissed. The Trump administration is pissed off at them.
Because why, though? I mean, wait. They're pissed at...
at the Border Patrol for endorsing Democrats.
Yeah.
Or at least three of them.
Right. But doesn't Trump want to increase their budget?
They have endorsed more Republicans, though, during this cycle.
Yes.
Including Martha McSally, who's a real asshole in Arizona. She's the one who's all of a sudden tried to come out on television and tell everybody, I've always been in favor of making sure that pre-existing conditions are covered.
Right.
And that's a lie, because one of the famous quotes from Martha McSally was when they were getting ready to vote to get rid of Obamacare. She said a nasty word and said, yes. Let's get this fucker going. Let's get something like that. Let's get this fucker going. Let's get this fucker out of here.
Who says that? Let's get this fucker going.
They also endorsed Ted Cruz. How could you endorse Ted Cruz and then a Democrat? But these are purpley Democrats.
But Ted Cruz is just heinous. That's a good point. I don't know.
Claire McCaskill only voted, you know, I guess with the Democrats like half of the time.
God damn, Claire.
But she's in Missouri.
Right.
That's one of the close ones, although the last I saw she had ticked up a little bit.
Yes.
I will see. It would be right. It would be great if tomorrow we open the show with ha 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 ha, 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 ha.
Dick, guys.
And I'll be up all night on Facebook with several of our resident trolls who one of them today was like, you guys are going to be crying tomorrow when you realize that you're going to lose the House and the Senate and all those governorships because people aren't going to put up with your socialism bullshit.
Well, we're all going to be crying, stupid. These fucking idiots. No, Trump isn't good. Trump isn't good for anyone unless you have $5 million and own hotels and shit like that. And you're white. And you don't give a fuck about anybody else. Then he may be good for you.
So
the Republicans in general, I don't know.
The Border Patrol also today, though, the controversy.
Ooh, yes.
Is that we found out, and it's just a coincidence.
Okay.
That in the town of El Paso, Texas.
Fuck you.
Which is on the border.
Right.
With Ciudad Juarez, which is their sister city. And you can... you know, walk across the border there between Ciudad Juarez and El Paso.
Cool. I've never done that.
You can go have lunch in Mexico and come back.
Oh, shit. Anchor babies.
So El Paso is also the hometown of Beto O'Rourke.
Yes.
Hence the Hispanic nickname.
Right.
For an Irish kid.
Right.
The Border Patrol there has now announced, well, this is new news, but earlier today, there was an announcement that U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection had planned a crowd control exercise.
What the fuck?
Near a Hispanic neighborhood in El Paso.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, they've canceled it after after critics raised concern that the presence of so many armed border agents and horses would discourage voting. Golly gee, do you think
that
so?
Is insane.
You just happen to want to mobilize your Border Patrol force
the day everybody's voting?
Exercises on the day they're voting, like five blocks from a voting place in a primarily Hispanic neighborhood. Just a coincidence.
You know, I'd like somebody to look into that. Investigate that.
Well, there's
look for emails.
Yeah, I tweeted earlier for crab diving. There's a, I don't know where the dude's from, North Carolina or something, but a Democratic member of Congress who tweeted out the story and then said, well, here's another thing to add. Basically, he said, here's another thing to add to the pile of investigations after we take over in January.
Because that. I mean, there has to be a message or something to someone saying, hey, if we bring all the Border Patrol people out there with their horses, maybe, you know, less people will come out to
maybe
vote.
Maybe not on election day.
God, that has to be on purpose. I mean, come on.
The agency had planned to stage a, quote, mobile field force demonstration.
Good God.
At the Paso del Norte border crossing, yes. North Pass, I guess, in an area adjacent to a neighborhood known as Chihuahuita. It's like Chihuahua with an Ita. So it's little Chihuahua with about 100 homes in it.
And so they're going to have their Border Patrol just swarming all over.
After lawmakers, activists, and the ACLU jumped in questioning the decision to conduct it on election day, the Border Patrol said, okay, we'll postpone it.
Shit. But, you know, maybe the damage is kind of done. You put it out there that there's going to be a big police presence and you don't know it's canceled? God.
The controversy flared as voters began going to the polls in a city where high turnout is especially crucial to the Senate campaign. Representative Beto O'Rourke, the El Paso Democratic candidate.
God, that is evil as shit. That's voter suppression, right?
Intimidation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not supposed to do that.
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security rejected allegations that the exercises had any relation to the election.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry we even suggested that.
But Terry Burke, executive director for the ACLU of Texas. Oh, she's got to be overworked.
Good God.
Overworked.
Right. Somebody get her a cup of coffee.
Said the timing of the crowd control exercise is suspicious.
Oh, you think? I agree.
We are obviously pleased, but it shouldn't have taken outrage by us, Congress people, and the community for the Border Patrol to know they were being manipulated for political gain.
That is insanity.
I don't know that they're manipulated. They might be way into it.
Right. And also, like, what's the difference between crowd control and a crowd control exercise? You know what I mean? I mean, you're essentially doing the same fucking thing. You're just calling it a rehearsal when, in fact, the horses will still be out there. The cops will still be out there.
Well, right. Rounding up, I guess, pretend Mexicans.
Yeah, and then you see...
Who are they controlling as a practice?
Well, you probably have, you know... Do you have people that volunteer to participate in these exercises?
You mean actors who,
yeah,
are, who
yeah.
Agree to be crowd-controlled? I don't know.
You know, when my dad was a... director of engineering at this hospital, and they had a couple of like terrorism drills where they had to pretend like some bio fucking thing was released into the atmosphere, and they had to have like crisis actors. You know, I don't mean to use fucking Alex Jones's word crisis actors, right. But they were actors pretending to be, you know, caught up in this fucking crisis, you know.
Well, I did a couple of those. I talked about it. Remember, I was a bank robber one time.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
I had hostages.
Right.
And I had to kill a hostage.
Yeah.
At a certain time.
How'd you,
I had a script. I mean, I didn't have a script of what I would say, but I did have a little bit of a script of what to say, but I didn't have a time frame. They're like, you know, at 9:15.
Oh, okay. That wasn't
kill a hostage.
And, that wasn't and your choice to kill the hostage.
Was not. I might have waited five or 10 more minutes, but, and then, they, like kicked in the doors and were yelling bang and shit like they were throwing flash grenades, and
that sounds scary.
And next thing I know, I'm on the ground on my back with an asshole with his knee in my back, and I'm like, simulation, simulation,
yeah,
simulation.
Dickhead.
He's like, oh, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm an actor.
Fucking idiot.
I'm a weenie actor making, it was really good money though.
Well, needed some leave.
But it was fun getting to play a psycho.
I bet you could get that work out here.
Hostage taker.
You can get that work out here for sure.
And then another scenario, I was a hostage.
Oh, okay.
And one of my friends was the bad guy, and his job was to then sneak himself into the group of hostages.
Yes.
So when all hell broke loose, he got in line with all the hostages that were being let out, tried to hide and pretend he wasn't one of the bad guys. And he was like right behind me, motherfucker. And he's like, I'm going to kill you. If you say anything, I'm like, you fucker. So we're walking by and I'm like googly eyeing the cops as we're walking by. Like he's behind, me.
You're playing that part. You're actually participating in the charade.
Oh, sure.
So you ratted that guy out.
Fuck yeah. He threatened, said he was going to kill me.
Never rat.
Just kidding. Motherfucker.
What happened to the actor that played the good guy with a gun that saved the day in that scenario?
We didn't have one of those.
What? Then it's not realistic.
Even though it was Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. The good guy with a butter churn.
O'Rourke was told about the exercise during a news conference just before his final campaign rally last night. He said, no walls, no CPB exercises are going to keep us.
Right.
CBP, excuse me, are going to keep us from honoring our laws, our commitments. Why this is happening now, why the president is stirring these issues up at this moment with 24 hours before we decide the election, I'll leave that to you to conclude. See, that's what he says. He doesn't he doesn't scream about how evil Trump is and all that. And that's what people are looking for.
Well, we could do that. Trump's a fucking fascist.
Well, we're not running. Yeah.
I bet it was his fucking idea. I wouldn't put it past Trump to think of that. Hey.
Oh, I don't think
in El Paso, send out the horses.
No, Stephen Miller.
To scare the
Trump's a moron. He doesn't.
Trump's staring into.
Trump's like, why can't we just shoot him?
Why is the hamburger and the Happy Meal so tiny?
Why can't we say that they're a caravan?
Right. This Filet-O-Fish sandwich sucks.
Julian Castro, the former Housing and Urban Development Secretary under Obama, one of the Castro twins.
And who does that now for us?
Ben Carson.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good.
I'm sure he's...
he's doing great.
He's doing a bang-up job.
Yes.
I'm sure he knows just as much as Julian Castro did.
He didn't know anything.
He's a potential 2020 presidential candidate, and his brother Juan is, I think he's a representative.
Okay.
He said the planned exercise demonstrated the Trump administration's callousness. While I'm glad to see they've postponed it, it really calls into question whether these folks are playing games to try to chill the vote.
Of course. Well, of course they are.
Do you think?
Of fucking course.
It's just so blatant, some of it. It's not even funny.
Hey, tweet us at Crab Diving and if anybody impersonated someone else at the voting booth, because that's a big problem. According to our shit stain president.
He tweeted about it.
Voter impersonation.
We'll be looking out for voter fraud, just so you know, and we will prosecute to the full extent of the law.
Voter impersonation. Will you go with somebody dead and pretend to be them or something? Is that what that is?
Yeah, use a different name, fake name or something like that.
Interesting.
The president of the United States, let's check his Twitter just for laughs while we're here. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com. I'm spelling out loud and typing. That's not a good thing.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Cha-ching.
President Donald J. Oh, boy. He's tweeted a few 3 hours ago. Congressman Randy Hultgren of Illinois is doing a great job. Get out and vote for Randy. Total endorsement.
Total endorsement. Whatever. What other endorsement is there, dickbag?
Florida. Very important. Get out and vote for Florida congressional candidate Michael Waltz. He has my strong endorsement.
Ooh, strong, but not complete or total.
Epstein all the way in Michigan House 11. She's a wonderful person and at the same time a real fighter. Has my strong endorsement!
Strong but not total. Which one means more? Which one?
He retweeted Melania.
Melanoma.
Who tweeted,
I don't care.
Vote red, MAGA, vote.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, FLOTUS. You suck.
Let's see. He tweeted out something from somebody else. He tweeted out the link to voting locations, polling locations.
Why'd you do that,
I would
Schiller?
Check that.
Right.
Make sure that that ain't fake.
Oh, that's locations where ICE is scooping up brown people.
Are you brown or black?
Show up here.
Click here. Are you white? Click here.
Right. I'm going to have the horses go out and beat people on the day of the election. What the fuck?
And then this morning, he's just done a shit ton of retweeting himself.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I mean, a shit ton of retweeting himself.
That's a douche move. Why would anyone retweet themselves? Because it only goes up on your own in your own feed, right? That's how it works when you retweet.
Well, it goes out. Not when you
it
retweet
yourself.
It just
goes out again?
Yeah.
But still
you can retweet yourself once, I think it is, right?
Don't you think that's douchey?
If you don't copy-paste.
Okay.
8 hours ago, there's a rumor put out by Democrats that Josh Hawley of Missouri left the arena last night early.
Yes.
That was the hate rally.
For what? I didn't hear that. I don't know.
Who cares? It is fake news. He met me at the plane when I arrived, spoke at the great rally, and stayed to the very end. And said, in fact, I said goodbye to him and left before he did. Deception! Exclamation point.
Have somebody look into that. Because I bet you can find some picture of the guy not there, and he did leave, I bet.
Then he tweeted for Congressman Peter King of New York. He's a hardworking gem.
Hard.
Loves his country and his state. Get out and vote for Peter.
Strong endorsement or complete total endorsement?
Retweeted himself. Bill Nelson is kind of an empty figure in Washington. You never hear his name. He's never in debates on key issues. He's just under the radar. That was a quote from Chris Wallace.
Yes.
And then Trump says, in other words, Nelson is a stiff.
He's a stiff. What a president we have. What a president. What a wordsmith. Endorsement.
Then he tweeted his encouragement for everyone to get out and vote.
Oh, yes.
Law enforcement has been strongly notified to watch close for any illegal voting, which may take place in Tuesday's election or early voting. Anyone caught will be subject to the maximum criminal penalties allowed by law. Thank you. Exclamation point.
Good God, Trump. You're so fucking negative. Anyone caught will be tossed from a cliff into the ocean. How would law enforcement, so law enforcement's out there looking for you if you're voting. So be fucking careful.
Remember, Florida, I've been president of the United States for almost 2 years. During that time, Senator Bill Nelson didn't call me once. Rick Scott called constantly requesting dollars plus for Florida. Did a great job on hurricanes. Vote Scott.
Well, he didn't want to listen. Rick Nelson, Bill Nelson, Ricky Nelson's dead. Rick Nelson. Wait, what's his name?
Bill Nelson.
Bill Nelson, motherfucker. He didn't want to call you because you're a negative asshole. You're a bummer, you know?
No matter what she says, Senator Claire McCaskill will always vote against us. And the great state of Missouri, vote for Josh Hawley. He would be a great senator.
Total endorsement, strong or full endorsement?
Then he went after Gillum,
yes.
Andrew Gillum did the same job with Florida that he's done in Tallahassee as mayor, the state will be a crime-ridden, overtaxed mess. Ron DeSantis will be a great governor. Vote! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exclamation points.
Oh, my God. Vote!
Thank you, Macon, Georgia. Get out on Tuesday. He says vote for Brian Kemp.
Ooh, have you ever been to Macon, Georgia?
I have not.
Hey, Macon, maybe don't get out and vote. Don't go vote. A lot of truck nuts. A lot of truck nuts.
Oh, my God. Then he retweeted his Bill Nelson tweet again.
He liked it. He liked it. He put together a good tweet.
I've never seen.
And you only want him to tweet it once.
I've never seen him until. It's a new one, though. It's different. A little bit different.
Okay.
I've never seen him till election time. Lake Okeechobee and all the hurricane money were a passion for Rick Scott, who called endlessly on behalf of the people of Florida. Rumor has it Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana is paying for Facebook ads for his so-called opponent on the Libertarian ticket.
Oh, shit.
Donnelly is trying to steal the election? Question mark. Isn't that what Russia did?
Yes. No, wait, why would he bring that up? Why would he say that's Trump's tweet?
Yeah, from November 3rd, he retweeted it.
So is he admitting that's what Russia did?
I guess.
God, that's fucking bizarre, man.
Arizona has such a great state, but it needs border security, which Martha McSally will provide. She'll be down there herself.
Apparently. Oh, okay.
She was going to be on a horse in Texas.
Oh.
Kristen Sinema doesn't even think about it. If it's just not true. It's just so childish. People believe this. What has this country become? Well, listen to these tweets.
We're assholes, dude.
If you elect that Negro in Florida, Florida's going to become overtaxed and crime-ridden.
It's going to become black. It's going to become black. That's what he's saying. You know, crime-ridden.
If Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi gain the majority, they will try to raise your taxes. No, they will raise your taxes, you shit stain.
Yeah, yeah.
Restore job-killing regulations. No, oh, you mean like clean air? Clean water?
Right. And you want to be safe when you work and shit like that?
Shut down your coal mines. Well, yeah. You know why? Because we don't need to burn coal anymore.
Right, right. We have wind and solar. It's
all
a
those
shame.
Poor horse and buggy makers. Let's bring them back. Let's bring factories right. of horse and buggy makers.
It's a shame we can't run our country the power off your bullshit. Then we'd be fine.
Timber mills, they'll take away your health care. That's a big joke.
Right.
Impose socialism.
Impose it?
Yeah.
I have imposed socialism!
And erase your borders.
You have been erased! Erase my borders? You can erase my borders? You can suck my dick, motherfucker!
He retweeted Ivanka.
Oh, God.
Why is Ivanka Trump in our radar at all?
Hey, look at my hot daughter. Oh!
She said, I look forward to being with my friend Senator Heller in Nevada today. His advocacy and leadership helped raise the child tax credit to $2,000 per child as part of the historic tax cuts legislation. Oh, what about that part where you can no longer deduct your mortgages or something like that?
Yeah.
They took away something that people are so stupid about. They're,
right, right.
This tax reform. Yes. That is going to affect the poor people, of course, and middle class, not rich.
You know, Ivanka, I know you want to seem like you're compassionate and that you give a shit about women and children. I remember your bullshit theater, that bullshit fucking speech she gave at the Republican convention. Do you remember that?
With her vocal fry.
Oh, vocal fry, education, the child care, all the stuff, all these Democratic things that you tried to co-opt just for the fucking speech. No one believed you.
Over at the Politico, Trump's GOP braces for a Midwest massacre.
Oh, shit.
Razor-thin margin in the Rust Belt gave president his victory in 2016, but Democrats are rebuilding their vaunted blue wall in 2018.
Right, right. Shit.
Wisconsin, it's hopefully looking like they're going to excise that that lump that has been in the governor's chair for a couple of terms.
I'm looking out the window and it's dark outside. How do we not have any early results in it?
Because it's
5
o'clock central time and polls are still open.
Right. Okay. It's counting. How long have we been counting on this planet? For years. For centuries. Why does it take so long? It's counting, motherfucker.
We established in the first few minutes of the show that they can't release anything until
That's
people
right.
are done voting.
That's right.
They don't want to sway it.
Right. I'm just tired of listening to Brian Williams talk about nothing.
Trump's approval rating, by the way, has plunged by double digits in most of the Midwestern states.
People don't like me. Send out the horses to beat people.
His party's rewrite of the tax code has disproportionately benefited the wealthy and corporations.
Yes.
Remember, they were the Republicans were like, this is going to be it. Everybody's right. going to love us in November. And find me one Republican running on the tax cuts. One.
Yeah, it's fear.
Because nobody buys it because they're looking at their checks. They're like, Trump said in a month, my paycheck is going to skyrocket.
But what is he going to do? Not do shit for the people he golfs with? Then they're going to hate him. Then what?
I told you I'd cut your taxes at that at that $500 for a hamburger place.
You know, man, the more I think about the more I think about that story about the Border Patrol agents coming out in El Paso on those fucking horses, that is cartoonishly evil.
For an exercise, wink, wink, wink.
That's like send out the horses.
Right. Send the hornets, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Send the horses, Lord. Clear the field.
That is really crazy.
That's Todd Starnes, for those that don't
know.
Oh,
yes.
Gave a famous speech at CPAC, I think it was.
Who's he endorsing?
Where he asked, he mentioned that whenever, that when, I don't know, somewhere in that stupid Bible, things were looking shitty for somebody, and God sent a plague of hornets.
Oh, yes.
To go clear the field.
That's the worst.
And so Todd Starnes said, you know, when they tell someone you can't read the Bible in school, send the hornets, Lord, clear the field. Democratic candidates outraised GOP incumbents across the region and in the entire country.
Damn. Even with like big donors and shit like that.
Yeah. And wow. Many of them are small donors, which should scare the shit out of the Republicans.
Because like Bernie only accepts just little donations,
as
right?
did Beto, as did Ocasio-Cortez. I think Andrew Gillum too, maybe not. I don't. Right. I'm thinking he may have not.
I mean, if I was a Republican, I would think, well, maybe I should do that because maybe people will start liking me.
But then you need people to donate to you.
Yes.
That like you. Oh, that aren't rich.
Those people don't like me. That's right. Right. I forgot.
I mean, that was the thing. That was the big joke about Susan Collins, that now whoever the candidate in 2020 against her is going to get a few million dollars already.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-donated. She said it was extortion or something like that. But we know that didn't she get like $500,000 from the Koch brothers or
yes,
something?
There was yes.
some conservative organization gave her $500,000. So some rich Adelson could waddle in or wheel
right,
in.
Right, right.
And I think Adelson's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least, he's and again, he's like 90, some 90-year-old.
Why is he deciding
vile? A billionaire who made his money off of casinos is running our policy here.
Yeah. He's a rich, old, selfish dickbag who's going to be dead soon, but yet he gets to set the agenda right. for our country. That is so fucking ridiculous.
Wisconsin, Trump carried by only, this kills me, 22,000 votes. I mean,
wow.
It just makes me insane.
Well, listen, they're Packer fans. What do you expect?
Democrats already began flipping state legislative seats in these different special elections and everything.
Yay.
Even Governor Scott Walker warned of a blue wave irritating Trump
and
the White House.
God, Scotty, don't be so negative on your side.
Walker himself is in trouble after two terms in office, three elections, including a recall.
God,
many Republicans believe he will lose to Democrat Tony Evers.
And Scott, listen to me. You should be really proud of yourself because you are a complete heinous bag of shit. Like, you haven't done anything nice for that fucking state. In fact, you probably hurt the state, but yet you've managed to stay through two elections. And that recall. How does that work?
Because of dumb racist white people in Wisconsin.
Oh,
he convinced them that the evil Negroes of Milwaukee were running their state.
Right. White butthurt, yes.
Debbie
Stabenow
in Michigan. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin are both looking okay.
Yes.
Cruising to a comfortable victory over their Republican challengers.
Very nice.
You know, this next part reminds me of a different story I saw. Wisconsin Republicans are also worried they could lose the attorney general's office. But they're not worried about their congressional seats.
Okay.
There's only one, which is it might be. Oh, I guess Paul Ryan's old seat. I guess I don't know how Randy Bryce is doing.
Oh, God. That's right. Paul Ryan's gone.
They have a union member with personality but tons of political baggage and running against Kathy Myers. He won the primary. Randy Bryce did. Kathy Myers, the Republicans were more afraid of.
Okay.
Because they thought they could flip the seat. I think Randy Bryce may be too liberal for that.
For Wisconsin.
For that part of Wisconsin. But we'll see. But the a very encouraging thing I saw today also was these that nobody's watching.
Yes.
Because they ain't pretty. The attorney general's races in all of these different states are extraordinarily important, especially here in Florida. We may that Pam Bondi creature is gone.
Oh, my. I remember
and
her.
If Gillum can raise everybody up here in the state, we might get a Democratic attorney general.
Damn.
And all a lot of these Democratic attorneys general have said, we're going after Trump.
Yeah.
We're going to sue. You know,
because the state of Florida could go after Donald.
There's a whole bunch of, states. California leads the way. Usually, Javier Becerra there, the attorney general.
Yes.
Has sued. Isn't it like 52, 53 times already has told the Trump administration, fuck you, some ridiculous order they come out with. And California says, fuck you, we're not doing it, we're suing.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything from offshore drilling, sanctuary
travel
cities,
bans, right?
Travel bans, the trans ban in the military.
Yes.
All that shit. These attorneys general have been filing lawsuits against the Fed.
Well, those are the adults in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people always talk about the White House. Who are the adults in the room at the White House? There are none. The White House is fucked. The adults are in California.
It says in Pennsylvania, Trump won by 44,000 votes.
No shit.
Republicans are staring into the abyss.
Oh.
Fortunately, they were able to sue the Republicans there for their gerrymandering. And it was one of those where the judge was like, holy shit, this is insane. Where it was almost like
You know,
buildings were almost cut in half because
God.
The black people live in that side of the building and the white people live in that side of the building.
I mean, how do you redo that? That's got to be fucking complicated.
So due in large measure to a court executed redistricting of the state's gerrymandered congressional districts, Democrats could flip 6 seats in the state.
Damn.
And at worst, they should get 4.
Right.
The top Democrat incumbents, Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Bob Casey, are both appearing to coast to reelection.
Right.
Just like in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Democrats expected to win back a healthy number of Republican-held state legislative seats the states.
Well, that's nice. That's good news.
They think one reason is that these Democrats that hated Hillary are coming back and voting Democrat.
How much did you hate Hillary? Like enough that you're still glad Trump's president, or just wondering?
Or they didn't vote.
Right. That's true.
Pennsylvania, they said, has many sons and daughters of what we would call Reagan Democrats.
Right.
Particularly in the central western part of the state. They went for Trump in big numbers and put him over the top. But there was still a wild assumption that because they voted for Trump in 2016, that they would be voting Republican in 2018. But they're not. They're voting locally for Democrats. And they're pissed at Trump.
For being
Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, listen, guys, a newsflash. I think that happens a lot. Maybe you should have thought about that, but I don't know.
This guy says, what we forget is that it wasn't a vote on Donald Trump up or down in 2016. It was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
Right.
If Hillary Clinton was on the ballot against Republicans today, we'd be doing a lot better.
I agree.
Shit. Yeah. People hate Hillary, but I mean, you know, for whatever misguided reasons.
Well,
it's
Hillary derangement syndrome, right?
Yeah. We get accused of having Trump derangement syndrome all the time. I'm like, bitch, I can point out to what he's done and said. You have nothing on Hillary.
I mean, yeah, you just play tapes of what he said.
Republicans, even in Ohio, where Trump won by 8 points, Republicans are expected to lose seats in their own legislature for the first time in a decade.
No shit.
Even in danger of losing the deep red 12th congressional district.
Right. I mean, I would say this to, you know, if you have Trump derangement syndrome, then how do you explain all the indictments? How do you explain that his campaign manager
it's
was
the deep
found
state.
Guilty?
It's the evil deep state FBI going after.
Mike Flynn is waiting to get sentenced. He was his national security advisor.
Well, and they keep punting on that, which means he's still they're still squeezing shit out of him.
Ooh, yeah. So no, don't say it like that. Why do you say it like that? Ugh. Come here. Let me see. I'm going to milk you a little harder.
Even Steve King.
Yes.
In Iowa.
Oh, the Nazi.
The immigration hardliner. They're very kind here at Politico.
Oh, God, that's fake news. He's saying he's a white
nationalist. Who represents the ultra-conservative 4th District is facing a unbelievable, legitimate challenge from a Democrat, J.D. Shulton.
What are you reading from?
Politico.
Politico. Guys, you know, listen, he's a white nationalist. Just say it. Why are you softening it? Why?
In Minnesota, which Trump lost by 45,000 votes, the only good news for Republicans is a likely pickup in the vacated 8th congressional district. Otherwise, the state looks bleak for them.
Oh, I like that.
Democrats appear certain to flip two Republican-held seats in the 2nd and 3rd districts, holding the governorship and both U.S. Senate seats.
Damn! Suck a dick!
Even the Attorney General's race, in which Democrat Keith Ellison, former congressman, has been dogged by allegations of sexual assault, is thought to be slipping away from Republicans.
Oh shit. I didn't know what I forgot about that shit with Keith Ellison. Is it serious? I mean, is it
I don't know that much about it. I don't know if it's I don't know.
God, guys, quit fucking around. You know what I mean? Calm down.
Should
behave.
Be investigated. And if it's true, he shouldn't be there.
Absolutely.
How's that sound different from Republicans?
Oh yeah, they just say it's fake news. Who cares? Here's Hannity, suck a dick.
And that, all these other states where Trump was close, the Republicans seem to be fucked.
No shit. Guys.
Listen. I'm very hopeful that there's a possibility of a blue tsunami and that tomorrow, wouldn't it be spectacular if we also won the Senate in addition to the House?
That would be amazing.
I'm confident.
Listen, guys.
If it hadn't been for 2016, I would say I'm pretty sure that that we're going to win the House back.
That was
but
a bad one.
I'm relatively confident that we're going to retake the House today, and I am less pessimistic than most about taking the Senate because I think all these young people are coming out to vote, and all these old white hairs that put Trump in.
Yes.
I don't
in their ass.
Know if there's enough of them. What?
I said in their ass.
Oh. I just don't know if there's enough of them.
Right. Listen, and to GOP dickheads out there, if there is a blue wave and tomorrow it's bleak for you and you feel bad, I just want you to know that
we'll be there for you to comfort you and welcome you into
our
coalition.
Your sadness makes me so happy, and please suck a cock. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on.
What?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Fuck
we've got
you.
a Trump fuck.
Yes, Trump fuck.
A Trump supporter was parked outside of a Virginia Beach polling precinct with his giant barking German shepherd dog on the roof.
On the roof of his car?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are you, Mitt Romney?
The local CBS affiliate reports some voters are telling them he's making them uncomfortable.
Of course. Yes, your fucking Nazi dog on top of your car barking at people. I'm uncomfortable by that. Sure.
Norfolk, Virginia city councilwoman put on Facebook, what the heck is happening in Virginia Beach?
Yeah,
there's a German shepherd standing on top of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
The dog's angrily barking at voters as they approach.
Well, what's with all this animal voter suppression the Republicans are practicing? This is bullshit. The horses, now this fucking Nazi dog. What the fuck?
The owner is sporting a Taylor button and a Trump banner.
Ooh.
This speaks volumes. If this isn't voter intimidation, I don't know what is.
There's a dog on top of a car. Who would think to do that? I'm going to put my dog on top of this car and have you have him bark.
She says, this is being reported to the voter registrar, but seriously, if these are your supporters, ..
Oh, God. Oh, it's garbage. I mean, really. Hillary for prison.
The Virginia Beach Republican Party doesn't have a problem with it. The man is a known excited Trump supporter. He would never do any harm.
Wait, wait. What does that matter? He shouldn't have his dog.
It's not illegal.
What? That's not intimidation?
He's far enough away from the polling place that...
No. Well, great.
He was there for almost 45 minutes. Oh, finally a cop asked him to leave.
Oh, thank you, law enforcement. Finally. You see a guy post up outside a voter place and he puts his dog on the hood of his car. Go talk to him right away.
The Republican said, oh, no, don't worry. There's nothing wrong with him. Update. The Virginia pilot reports... that he was asked to leave by a police officer. The Trump supporter, quote, told campaign workers he worked for Homeland Security and he had 200 of these dogs and is headed to the border. This is,
God,
this is what you're doing, Republicans. Garbage. You guys should be proud.
You know, Trump, really, you're fucking this country up. You're demonizing the people in this caravan. And now you're creating your own caravan of these lunatics with these guns going down to the border to support the troops that will be there, right? What, didn't we do that story?
But the troops, I don't even think, can be armed.
So what are they going to fucking do?
They're building tents and shit and digging latrines.
And then we've got these other guys, but these rednecks going down to the border with their fucking guns and shit. That's creepy. What did you see?
I saw a headline. Gay conversion therapist busted soliciting hookups on gay dating apps.
God! All of these fuckers do this. This gay
what
conversion
a shock.
Therapy, man. I wish somebody would get elected and would say, listen, I'm going to make it my fucking mission to get rid of all these gay conversion therapy assholes. Because I can't imagine the fucking psychological harm it does to people.
There's a new movie out. It's supposed to be really good about something like that. Some like a gay teenager is sent to conversion therapy by his parents.
Every story we've done about that has made me want to throw my fucking computer chair through the fucking window because it's just so, oh, these people are assholes.
An LGBTQ advocacy group claims it caught a gay conversion therapist red-handed white-handed soliciting hookups on LGBTQ mobile dating apps. It had to be like Grindr or something, right? Oh,
torso,
my God.
Torso pig.
Wayne Besson, the founder and executive director of Truth Wins Out.
Hey!
No, this is a good person. Okay. Truth Wins Out is the LGBT person.
Okay.
Recently discovered a profile belonging to Norman Goldwasser. Oh, German.
Norman Goldwasser.
Goldwasser?
Nein.
A Florida, I'm going to put air quotes around psychologist, because if he's doing gay conversion,
he's a terrorist.
He should have his credentials revoked.
He's a fucking terrorist.
Who claims that he can turn gay people straight and who compared homosexuality to OCD.
Explain. I mean, he's just an idiot.
Besson, the activist, says he recognized Goldwasser.
Goldwasser.
Who went by the screen name Hot and Harry 72.
What is 72? Your birthday?
Probably,
your birth year?
Yeah, probably his birth year.
Oh, God.
He
Hot
decided to create, Besson created a fake profile and... hit up this guy to see if it really was him.
Hit me up, baby.
After Goldwasser agreed to meet him at a hotel room, Besson called him and revealed that he created a fake profile and confronted him.
Oh, shit.
About his work converting gay people.
Oh, yes.
He initially tried to deny it was him.
Right.
But then Besson said, oh, look at these screenshots I have.
Oh, wow. You're fucked, dickhead.
Oh, it was Manhunt. Was the app they were communicating on.
That's the name of them? Manhunt.
I promptly texted him the Manhunt screenshot. He then called me and confessed, begging for mercy.
Well, you know, you're an evil fuckhead.
In an email to NBC, Goldwasser
Nine!
Says he's horrified that Besson went to the media with his story, but now is vowing to undergo gay conversion therapy himself to make himself right.
No, no, no. You're missing the point, dickhead. You're getting outed because you do this evil fucking gay conversion therapy, which tortures people, right? I mean,
yes.
The therapy, it's this, fucked up.
Yeah. This is Norman Goldwasser. I'm going to be converting myself. I'm going to be sucking so much dick that it makes me throw up, and I will no longer want to then suck on the dick.
Is that the strategy?
No, that's the joke strategy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like when, you know, a teenager smokes a cigarette,
oh,
and the parent would
Here's
make you smoke a whole pack of cigarettes. You want to smoke again? That's
smoke all these dicks.
Goldwasser said, "The fact that this story and others have been the public is incredibly painful.
What about what about the pain he causes?
But will become a catalyst for me seeking the right help for myself. Help. You don't need help. You're gay. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah. And who cares about you?
It is sad that despite the fact that I've been able to help so many people over the years who've suffered from the effects of child sexual abuse and sexual addiction." Fuck you. Immediately, anyone that's gay obviously
right, right.
was diddled as a kid and yes. is a sex addict.
And I would instead of help, I might say torture.
I obviously was unable to help myself.
You're fucked in the head tremendously. You're tremendously fucked in the head. But the real shame is that you took, I don't know, you fucked all those other people in the head. I mean, it's got to fuck people up. You send some kid in there. They're made to think that their feelings are
which
wrong.
Which is why
it's
fortunately been made illegal in most states.
Michelle Bachman's
sending
husband,
kids to it.
Right. He does that.
Randy?
Yeah, and he got Medicare, right? He got Medicare payments for that, right? Or something like that?
His air quotes clinic, yeah.
God, that's just as stupid as fucking shit.
That's a great headline. I'm glad I saw that one.
That's a good one, yes.
Another gay conversion therapy guy. And, you know, same with these rabidly anti-gay Republicans. These are the fucking toe tappers.
Oh,
and these
yeah,
are the
yeah.
ones that are getting loads blowed on their face at truck stops when nobody's looking.
But you know what? The frustrating thing is
which
like...
Which is fine,
yes,
by the way.
That's just fine.
Blow and receive loads away.
At the truck stop?
Any, I don't care.
Well, you know...
If it's
not if you're
consensual.
Filling up with gas at the same time.
Well, it's consensual.
Like
I don't want to get... hit with friendly fire
well, even
or unfriendly fire.
Even if it's consensual, not at the gas pump.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to see that.
Some people
or some people do.
People very much
many
want to
don't
see that,
want to see that.
Right.
That's what's going on there.
What a dickhead. Fuck you and your conversion therapy, you fucknut. Just be gay. Just be gay and quit torturing people.
Here's a Trump's America story.
Eat my dick.
This is gross. I read this whole story. It's really just vile. There is a fancy, rich, let's probably surmise, mostly white. They are white. Residents of an Atlanta suburb.
Okay.
And they've gone and somehow gotten a ballot initiative.
Okay.
That they want to chop up their town into two pieces. And the rich white people want to form their own city.
What the fuck?
But because they wouldn't be able, they did the maths and they realized that they wouldn't have enough like taxes and shit. And there weren't enough businesses. So they went in and found some of the best real estate in the black people area.
And they took it.
And they're going to carve that out.
What? How is this legal?
It's so ridiculous. This is they're voting on whether to form a new city centered around a gated country club.
Wait a second.
And incorporating some of the more valuable property from the less affluent city that they would leave behind.
Now I lived in the Atlanta suburbs for a time growing up. What suburb is
Stockbridge?
It? What the fuck? I never heard of that.
Well, this is why they're doing it. Earlier this year, Stockbridge elected its first black mayor and all black city council. Ah! So the rich white people in their gated community have lost their racist minds and have said, that's it. We're going to make our own city, but we want some of that Negro territory because we need the taxes.
The fucking nerve of these people. They had an election. You elected a new mayor, all new city council people. And they're like, the rich people are like, fuck it. We're taking our shit. And we're leaving. Or we're taking your shit.
We're going to try it. We're taking your shit.
That can't be allowed.
They're going to call it Eagle's Landing.
Oh, everyone, just fuck off. Stockbridge, I want to know where this is.
One of the plan's architects, Vicky Consiglio, white asshole, says it has nothing to do with race.
No, fuck you.
They want a cheesecake factory.
Oh, yes. They want a cheesecake factory.
They're upset, they say, because they tried to get wait, you got to hear this quote.
You got to be kidding me. They literally want a cheesecake factory.
No, listen to this quote. Well, this is what they say. They don't want black people.
Right.
But
their lie. Yes.
She says, I serve on the Henry County Zoning Board. So I kept seeing all of these places, like Bojangles, Waffle Houses, dollar stores, and all this going up in our county. And I was like, why can't we get a cheesecake factory or a PF Chang's?
Oh my God,
or a Houston's? We have areas that have high incomes, so what's the deal?
You white trash loser. I want a PF Chang's. She really says I want a PF Chang's.
There's quotes around what I just said.
Oh my God. What the fuck is your problem?
She said Cheesecake Factory considered locating in Stockbridge, but found that the median household income of $54,700 was just too low to justify opening one of their restaurants there.
Let me explain something to you. We don't need any more P.F. Chang's. We don't need any more Cheesecake Factories. We've got plenty of that bullshit. I mean, fuck that. The Cheesecake Factory? I mean, whatever. It's just a trashy fucking place.
This asshole Consiglio, she formed a nonprofit, the Eagle's Landing Educational Research Committee, and began drafting plans for a new city. However, they quickly realized they could not pay for state-mandated basic services such as trash collection and parks management with primarily residential neighborhoods.
Oh, okay.
So they decided that they would scoop up a shopping district along with some of Stockbridge nicer neighborhoods and include them in their new city.
How is this not like, this is evil?
Taking land from an established city to create a new one has never been done before in Georgia, and lawmakers and other officials fear it could set off a statewide crisis if other cities decide to follow suit.
God, this is horrible. This is so...
Now, the remaining city of Stockbridge...
Yes?
The black people, let's call them, would see their gross annual revenues cut in half, which could jeopardize its ability to pay for city services or repay municipal bonds.
Well, what is Miss Cheesecake Factory say about that? Does she not give a fuck? Or
the former Stockbridge mayor... Lee Stewart says, I use the analogy that it's like a divorce. You can't walk out of most divorces and say, I'm taking half your money, I'm leaving you all the bills, and I'm going to take the two good kids, and you can have two little shit burgers. Two little shit burgers.
Yes.
Why rip apart a beautiful community? Why not come together and try to make it better? It's because they want control.
Well, yes, Lee, and also they are racist assholes. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine.
What a story, huh?
That's a crazy story. It's crazy that quote is out there from Miss Cheesecake Factory. I can't imagine. We can't have a P.F. Chang's.
Look at the Waffle Houses and dollar stores that are going in my neighborhood.
You spoiled fucking twunt face. I want a P.F. Chang's. What the fuck?
I'm sure there's one somewhere around.
Drive to it, you bitch. I'm looking at where Stockbridge is right now. There's plenty of chain garbage shitbag restaurants you can fucking go to. Go drive 15 minutes and choke to death on fucking cheesecake, you lunatic.
less than
hyperbole.
This is from citylab.com. Less than 2 miles from the Vulcan Materials rock quarry, where the popular fight scenes from the movie Black Panther were filmed. You know, Black Panther was filmed in Atlanta.
No, I didn't
much
know
of
that.
It. Yeah.
What fight scenes in the quarry? Oh, when they were. See, that's the one problem we have with Black Panther, right? Like, Wakanda is the shit, except how they choose their president.
There's
is
a problem.
Fucked up.
Yeah, they're trial by combat is.
I mean, you know.
Although I would have accepted it in the last election because Hillary would have kicked his ass.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah.
But the Republican said
she could
was
just run
sick.
Around for 5 minutes and he'll pass out of a heart attack.
But she's sick. Remember, didn't the Trump campaign say she had rickets or something like that?
I'm surprised she's not dead yet. I thought she had. I thought she had Parkinson's or something.
Hillary collapses.
Near the Hawkins Middle School, where the cult status Netflix series Stranger Things is filmed, sits a castle called Eagle's Landing Country Club.
Oh, my. God, you fucking vomit.
It's a facility. I love the way this is written. Who wrote this? Is at Brenton Mock is his name.
Yes.
It's a facility of pure wealth craft spread over acres of land, complete with a 27-hole golf course.
Wow.
That sits in a sentinel position in front of an even larger landmass of Georgian and federal colonial homes.
God. So it's like, I don't know. It's just like fairy dream playground for a bunch of rich white dickheads.
The security.
And it's not enough, though.
Security is tight in this gated country club community, God. Which is neither visible nor clearly accessible from the major streets nearby.
I bet they have their own private security force, too.
It's one of the few communities in the southern half of metro Atlanta boasting upward of six-figure incomes.
Hey, Black Panther, you were there. Why didn't you take care of these fucking assholes?
The Eagle's Landing.
Yes.
Is
Eagle's Landing? God, you douchebags. You white fucking racist asshole fucknuts. I will keep
seeks to merge the into its boundaries the primest real estate and wealthiest households from the city of Stockbridge, leaving behind a smaller, mostly African-American population with fewer resources to pay for city services.
I think, hey, make him give up that playground they have.
Oh, and get this. So the Eagle's Landing proposal will be voted on today.
Oh, okay.
Via ballot initiative. But Stockbridge residents who live outside of the Eagle's Landing footprint. In other words, if you're in Stockbridge and you're one of the brown people and your probably taxes are going to go up or you won't be able to have garbage pickup because they're taking the shopping center and the tax revenue from that for the rich folks.
That's crazy.
You don't get to vote on it. Only the people that are going to be moved into Eagle's Landing get to vote on it. And they're aiming for the richer neighborhoods of Stockbridge.
How is this not? Does this sound like feudalism? You know what I mean? Like, there's this Eagle's Landing, there's this castle, and within the gates, all the rich people get to live in the castle, and then all the peasants that live outside the wall can suck my dick.
This is what the Republicans want.
This is Libertarianville, USA, right?
Yep.
Or something. I don't know what this is. I'll tell you what this is. This is shit fuck garbage. I want a P.F. Chang's. Has anyone been to a P.F. Chang's? Have you ever been to one?
I have.
They're fine.
Sure.
They're fine.
I like Chinese food.
But
ooh, Chinese food.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Who gives a shit? You want a P.F. Chang's? Drive down the street. My God, you're a rich, white, entitled asshole. You already have this country club. You already have the country club. Don't they have food there? It's probably good, but it's not enough.
Racism is not just about what a neighborhood includes. It has much to do with what it excludes as well.
Yes.
Taking half of Stockbridge as Eagle's Landing plans would not only leave Stockbridge with a less wealthy population, but also with a black population with weakened voting power. Ooh.
Wow.
Bonus.
God damn.
Right now, African-Americans are just over 57% of the voting age population in Stockbridge, a clear-cut majority. If Eagle's Landing were to form, this is like gerrymandering. It would take a third of their population with it, the richer third.
Yes, of course.
And would separate out enough black people that they would no longer be the majority in Stockbridge either.
Oh, my God.
So white voting age public would see its voting power raise up in both cities.
Shit, that's so evil. But someone had to. How do you think of that? Even if you're
this is that asshole who wants a cheesecake factory.
Oh, my God.
She started the thing.
Wait a second. I got an idea. We can have us a P.F. Chang's and a cheesecake factory if we just take everyone's shit.
I guess we'll see.
God, shame on you.
I think lawsuits have flown and haven't worked, and there may be more on the way.
Hey, Miss Cheesecake Factory, you probably believe in that Jesus shit, right? What do you think happens when Sky God comes back and he finds out you did this? He is going to fucking, you're going to burn in hell. I hate to break it to you. There's no way there's no way per Christian laws and all that bullshit in the Bible that this person, Miss Cheesecake Factory, doesn't roast in hell for this. There's no way. You need to burn in hell for this.
It doesn't exist, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Sadly.
Who is this? Moore. Camilla Moore is the... Oh, she's not an asshole. I apologize. She's on the side of good. The assistant city manager for Stockbridge has said she's been involved in the formation of several other cities around Metro Atlanta in this something they called the Cityhood Movement, but all these places were unincorporated.
Okay. Cityhood.
She said... In those cases, she supported the notion of cityhood, advocating that city startups give residents stronger say in land use and economic development policies, blah, blah, blah. But she's saying this isn't going to do what people think it will.
Right. Meaning what? It's not going to...
She says, quote, "I've heard them say, I really want a white linen restaurant and fine dining."
Oh, my God.
White linen restaurant. You just need to...
They live 40. I think that was.
I just want a white people restaurant. White linen, white hooded.
White hooded.
See, that's the linen they're talking about.
No linen left. You're wearing it, you fucking losers. They live 45 minutes from Atlanta. There's lots of nice restaurants there. And I'm sure there are other nice restaurants in the area. This is shitty. Shame on you. You're rich as shit. Probably live in castles.
She says if Cheesecake Factory was coming, they would have been here, which is true.
Yeah. But who cares? I mean, really, when some rich lunatic says, well, we need more nice restaurants. We need a Cheesecake Factory, whatever that means. That just says, I have so much money. There's not enough things for me to spend my money on in the area. I need more bullshit for me to do.
Well, and she says, they not only look at median income, she said that asshole Consigliani Ori asshole was saying that it's they say it's only 54,000 in the city and P.F. Chang's doesn't want to come, but they also take into account the population and the median income. So great if you chop off and create your little White Eagle's Landing.
Yes,
you're carving out all the population too. So even though the median income might be higher, there's fewer of those people. So P.F. Chang's and Cheesecake Factory still ain't going to come because your fat white ass is going to waddle in there once a month doesn't mean that the entire city is going to suddenly support a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, and I just searched Cheesecake. I searched P.F. Chang's. In comparison to where she is. And she is right. The closest P.F. Chang's is... Hold on a second.
We want a white linen restaurant.
Oh, God.
No. But don't you think... It's not like if you build it, they will eat.
Right.
It's if you... There needs to be a market for it. So obviously there's not enough of a market. This fat white bigot bitch is obviously... I don't even know if she's fat. I'm just putting that on her.
Hey,
her racism is fat.
Just to lay this in. I mean, there's a PF Chang's 25 minutes away. Oh, it's in the airport, though.
But they may have to go through black people, too.
Oh, yes. Wait, I'm...
I don't want to drive. I don't want to see black people when I'm going to eat.
You know what? I'm sorry. There is a PF Chang's, but it's in the Atlanta airport. So I guess that's not... Whatever. You don't need a... People want everything. You know, these rich people got it. They got to have everything.
The broader implication... Shockingly, the Georgia government, the state government, hasn't fully examined or investigated what might happen with this shit. I'm reading on from City Lab. No one seems to know the end game nor how catastrophic this form of cityhood could be, but signs point to reckless.
Well, this shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Moody's Investor Services sent a letter stating that the disintegration of Stockbridge to startup Eagle's Landing would constitute a credit negative, not just for Stockbridge, but for all of the cities across Georgia.
Why?
Because of the apportionment of state resources.
Oh, I see. So here's an idea.
So it would cost the state, because the state would have to fill in the services for Stockbridge.
And also, the other thing is, what if Cheesecake Factory doesn't come after they do this?
Well, they're not.
What's the
there's
best?
No reason for them to. The math is the same.
What's the nicest restaurant?
Just because there's a magic line of demarcation, it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't suddenly mean that. It's just so stupid
dumb.
It's so racist. It's so racist. Right. You can't tell me this is about fucking P.F. Chang's and Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
This is about they elected a black mayor and an all black city council.
Yes.
And the rich. White entitled fuck cunts are upset about it.
It's like when people said Barack Obama got elected, I'm moving to Canada. It's the same thing,
right?
Except we're taking our city. This is crazy. This is truly one of the craziest fucking shit stories we've ever done. It's like saying
so when this shit started, all the other municipalities are now realizing what a mess this could be. More than 100 different cities in Georgia have already passed resolutions denouncing this form of city making.
Yes. It's
shitty. And earlier this year, the Georgia Municipal Association adopted language in its 2019 legislative policy stating that while it supports new city incorporation, portions of existing municipalities should not be de-annexed to create new municipalities.
Right. Well, wait a second, you know, and also to this lady, I know it's not about the restaurants, but there is a Golden Corral nearby.
They still have three, there are three lawsuits pending.
Yes.
In case this passes.
Right. Well, guys, you know, there's a Sky Zone trampoline park. Come on, Miss Cheesecake Factory, why don't you go there? That looks like fun.
But the judge did rule, a judge refused to an injunction against the ballot vote, but he did rule that if Eagle's Landing wins and is created, that it must pay a portion of whatever debts were created when it was part of the city of Stockbridge. So it's going to still have to keep paying these municipal bonds off from Stockbridge. They're not going to be happy about that.
So it's essentially not going to work.
Well, how stupid are people in that area that are going to vote for it?
Well, they're dumb as fuck. And, you know, I searched restaurants near Stockton. And again, I know this is not the point, but, you know, you click on the single dollar sign and there's a lot. And then $2 signs is a little less than three, but four, there are none.
Consiglio, the asshole, has maintained that Eagle's Landing will not be ponying up. So she's like, she's obviously a Trump supporter and a Trump voter.
Yeah.
Because she's like, fuck you. I don't care what the judge said. We're not going to pay for that. For the Negro's debts is I'll translate it.
Good God.
Even though the new city would be taking half of the properties that Stockbridge used to secure the municipal bonds. So they're taking the business, the business district.
Yes.
They're taking half of those properties that Stockbridge leveraged to borrow to buy these bonds. They're going to take half of them and then say, we're not paying back the debt. We're going to leave the Negroes with that debt.
That's fucking nuts.
That's Trumpian.
I mean,
that's pure Trumpian capitalism.
That sounds
capitalism.
Crazy to me. Damn.
It's just profound evil.
I want a Cheesecake Factory.
It also says, well, if Eagles Landing were forced to take on Stockbridge's debt, it would call into question one of Consiglio's main selling points for Eagles Landing. She pledged the new city would impose no new taxes and no property taxes.
So wait a second. She wants to take all the valuable, the valuable parts of the city for nothing.
And but leave the rest of the city with the debts that they incurred on the properties that she's taking.
Holy shit, guys. I mean, that's laughable.
But that claim is based on the assumption that Eagles Landing would be starting tabula rasa. In other words, from the beginning with nothing, clean slate, with no other debts or expenses other than the regular costs of starting up a city. In fact, Eagles Landing's lawyers said during arguments that the new city would be willing to impose property taxes if need be. She's screaming, no, no property taxes. I mean, but they're saying, well, we may have to have property taxes to help pay off these previous debts if this passes.
And really what this person wants is they want like a white person wonderland in a gated community. They got their little castle country club bullshit, and they want a Cheesecake Factory in there. That's what this lunatic wants.
I don't believe the Cheesecake Factory for an instant.
Okay.
It's ironic that the proponents of Eagles Landing actually advocated that position with the court when they previously promised referendum voters there would be no property taxes.
Oh, okay.
Those proponents already have broken their biggest promises to the voters before the city of Eagles Landing even referendum even took place.
Ooh, it doesn't sound like it's going to work, guys.
But both of Eagles Landing's websites still emphasize there will be no new taxes.
Oh,
they,
shit.
In typical Republican Trumpian fashion, are lying. They're fucking white racist capitalist pig faces off.
Right. You're dishonest. You know,
amazing.
That's something.
Isn't that just the craziest story?
Yeah, that really is. It really is.
So we'll keep an eye on that. How that referendum goes, I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
And the butt hurt from her. The butt hurt. It's the. I mean, I know it's not about the restaurants, but it's just funny that she lists them off. It's funny, you know.
Well, and.
What
is P.F. Chang's considered white linen? I always thought that was like, it's like.
It's a step above like Chili's.
Well, it's a fancy. Well, it's a Chili's with Chinese.
It's a chain. It's not fancy. It's.
Right. And Cheesecake Factory is trashy.
Yeah, it really is.
It's trashy. Touristy.
I mean, I like it. I like Cheesecake Factory. I like their cheesecake and their fucking food and everything, but. I mean,
horrible place to work. I know.
Oh.
I've known a bunch of people that were Cheesecake Factory workers.
Yeah. If you asked me to start a town, I would be like, no, I don't want any of those shitty chain restaurants.
But you make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But you have to sell your soul to the devil.
You make a shit ton because of turnover, probably.
And the ridiculously high tourist prices for a hamburger. You're paying $20 for a fucking hamburger and fries and a slice of cheesecake.
Yes. It's garbage.
Well, $30. So there you go. Good luck, white folk.
I mean, do you really
in Stockton?
Yeah.
Or what is Stockbridge?
They're rich already. That's the thing. They already have a lot.
Right.
These aren't people that are hurting. They're, you know?
Oh, well, to those that have been, wanting updates.
Yes. Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Initial exit poll results are in and they are looking very bad. For President Trump and the Republicans.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Let the butt hurt commence. Oh, my God.
You know, exit polls aren't that reliable.
Yeah. But, you know.
Two-thirds of voters are saying the election is about Trump, which ain't good. Even the Republicans didn't want that. But Trump's out there in between Hannity and Pirro saying,
yes.
It's a vote. It's about me. This election is a vote for me.
Oh, my God.
But with his approval rating averaging around 40%, but his disapproval at 57%.
Bam, baby. 57% of people don't like you.
Of which 47% I mean, not 47 of the 57, 47% total are strongly disapproved. They don't just disapprove of him. They hate his fucking guts.
You. Schindler, I know this bothers you. A lot of people fucking hate the shit out of you, dude. They fucking hate you.
MSNBC's exit poll says that 16% of voters are identifying as first-time voters. And of those, 61% are voting Democrat. So bam, all the new voters are coming out to vote Democrat.
Oh, guys, listen, you Republican little fucknuts, I'm so sorry for you.
And what's worse for Trump is that historically Democratic voting blocs, Hispanic and Black voters, are making up a large portion of those new voters.
Oh, man. Damn, Schindler. Oh, shit. I can't wait for the tweet storm tomorrow. Oh, my God.
1 in 4 Hispanics say they voted for the first time. 1 in 5 African-Americans, but only 1 in 10 white people are saying they voted for the first time.
1 in 10. Now, 1 in 10, that is 10%.
When they ask about the issues, the number one issue.
Yes.
Not good for Trump and the Republicans.
Right.
Health care.
Bam. But wait, what about Trump care? He's strong on that, right? Isn't he?
Nearly half of voters said their financial situation is the same as it was 2 years ago. So the tax cuts didn't help.
No. Well, you're asking the wrong people.
Around a third said they're better off. And 15% say they're worse off.
No.
45% say they haven't been affected by tax cuts at all.
Right.
And more bad news for Trump is that extremist violence is an important consideration, and most people are blaming him for that.
Shit.
75% of people are identifying that extremist violence is important to their vote.
Wait. 75% of voters today are blaming Trump for, like,
well, no, they say the extremist violence is bad.
Yes.
But those people, for the most part, blame Trump for that.
Right, right. Of course. A fucking course. Listen to those Nuremberg rallies. Look at what he tweets out.
So
he emboldens shitty people to do really shitty fucking
things.
So
don't get cocky. Don't get confident if you still haven't voted don't say, fuck it, I don't need to. Get out and still drag friends out.
Yes.
In the waning hours here. It's 6 p.m. almost. Oh, we got to get going in a few.
Oh, shit.
Almost 6 p.m. here, Central Time.
That's right.
Which means I think some of the 7 o'clock polls might be closing on the East Coast, so we might start to get some trickling in numbers here after the show.
You're trickling.
We maybe should have done the show later, but, you know, I got a job.
Right.
And you probably have a show.
Yeah.
A comedy show. Go to at Rated R Comedy.
Come see me in Pensacola, do some and comedy. If you're a right-wing nut job, don't come and, like, beat the shit out of me.
Go to at Vinyl Experience. You can tweet me while I'm working. And the last time we did it didn't go real well when we,
that was horrible.
When we did a later show,
it was horrible, just to do
results.
And the next day was horrible. That was horrible. Go on. How do you find that? How do you find November? Was it November 7th? Was it November 6th?
9th last time.
November 9th. Was the day after, right? Yeah. Go to November 9th on crabdiving.com and listen to the sad fucking liberals.
Yeah, really? You're really
sad,
sad
and angry and screaming and all kinds of fucking shit. It's the normal show.
God, the blog post for today's show is going to be short because we really haven't talked about much because, you know, election and everything.
Well, Queen Cheesecake, I found that interesting.
That's amazing.
Hey, you know, I put up a story about how those hand dryers are spreading shit.
We've known that. We've been on top of that for a while.
That was a crab diving follow-up and a little throwback Thursday in there.
Just recycles shit air.
Yes. Isn't that nice? See, don't use those hand dryers. Ugh.
They're bad for the environment, too.
Right.
They're worse for the environment than they try to say, look, we're saving trees because you're not wiping your hands on paper towels and shit.
Yes.
But actually, when I was in college, there was in a speech class, one of the students did a speech about how the evils of these warm air hand dryers and that they're not that they're awful. Yeah. You think they're better, but they're like 10 times worse for everything, for the environment, for nasty
and it's like
butt juice
it's
flying around the air.
Hazard. Imagine you put your hands under there, and all of a sudden, all that whatever's on your hands is in the atmosphere, and you're breathing it. That's unacceptable.
Well, you've washed your hands, hopefully. Yeah, that's why you're drying them. And, right. But
you washed your hands with the soap dispenser.
But the aerosol shit in the air is already then being cycled through the hand warmer and concentrated and sprayed back onto your hands.
So what am I supposed to do? Nothing.
Don't dry your hands. Right. Wash them. Don't dry them with an air dryer or use a paper towel.
Right.
There you go.
And then don't use those soap dispensers because...
lots of shit in those too. There's shit everywhere in public bathrooms. Just realize it.
Stay at home in a bubble.
If you've ever smelled some of those public bathrooms, you know.
Oh, of course.
That there's a lot of shit in those bathrooms. Speaking of shit, hopefully the Republicans will be going down.
Oh my God.
And but this time tomorrow we will still be going ha 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 ha.
How great will a Ted Cruz concession speech sound?
Oh, I want to see.
Oh my God.
I want to see in my dreams, Mitch the bitch handing the gavel over to Chucky Schumer in the Senate. We're going to probably get to see. I don't know if little Paulie Ryan's going to be around. He's quitting. So
he's quitting.
Who's going to hand the gavel to Speaker Pelosi?
Little Paulie Numbnuts. Maybe he'll be mother's husband.
That's going to drive them nuts. Speaker Pelosi. They tried to make her the big demon, and it just didn't work like it did in 2010.
Yes.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yay. This election day. Run out and vote if you haven't. Bring friends and everything. Get the champagne ready just in case. We might be celebrating.
That's right.
We'll at least be celebrating a victory, hopefully, in the House and a whole bunch of governorships.
Let's all meet at P.F. Chang's.
And importantly, a whole bunch of attorneys general, too, are really looking forward to having. And the governorships are arguably more important because they're going to be in charge of the redistricting come 2020. So they'll be helping with the gerrymandering, with the drawing of districts.
And Ron DeRacis would say, we don't want to monkey that up.
Right.
What a dickhead.
We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile!
Vote blue tsunami, blue wave, etc. Fuck the GOP and the racists and all that.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.